This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Corporate America brings us this story today. Walgreens and a cut in its 2019 earnings forecast and lower than expected quarterly profits. The chain has a couple of problems right now. Sales are down in front of the pharmacy counter from cough syrup to cigarettes, but also trouble behind the counter. Walgreens is starting to feel a fundamental shift in the economics of drug pricing, as Marketplace's Jack Stewart explains.
Walgreens reported a 3.8% drop in retail sales for its latest quarter, blaming a weak cough, cold and flu season and also a gradual shift away from tobacco sales. And, says Dan Mendelson, healthcare consultant at Avalere,
in a world where the consumer wants to get their drugs delivered to their home by Amazon or another online pharmacy, those consumers are just not coming into the retail establishment.
And if people aren't coming in to pick up their meds, then they're not going to impulse buy candy or batteries either. An even bigger problem, though, is at the pharmacy counter. Generic drugs are getting cheaper, and the more expensive specialty drugs are less of a profit center than they were. Walgreens isn't getting the deals it used to, because there's been a ton of consolidation among insurance companies and the firms that negotiate drug prices for them, pharmacy benefit managers, or PBMs. That's according to Wally Jelad at the University of Pittsburgh.
So that allows them to put some pressure on pharmacies in a number of ways, and that's what you see. You see reduced profit margins at the pharmacy.
Rachel Sachs at Washington University says Walgreens is perhaps being squeezed more than others because it's not able to navigate this changing world of drug prices in-house, unlike one of its chief rivals, CVS.
Because CVS has its own in-house PBM, it may have the ability to drive harder bargains.
Going forward, Walgreens says it'll emphasize things like in-person consultations and in-store immunizations to get more people into the stores. You know, the things that you can't do online. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.